Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. He's on the line from his home. Good morning, Hirsch.
Good morning to you.
Rami Kori is the editor of the Daily Star in Beirut, and he joins us on the line from his office. Good morning, Rami.
Good morning to you.
Rami Kori, I'd like to start with you. Prime Minister Abbas wants the Israelis to formally accept the roadmap for peace, but the Israelis say the Palestinians must first put an end to the violence. The attacks since last night's meeting seem to indicate that Abbas can't deliver. Is there any reason to believe that he can stop the suicide bombings?
Well, I think the reality is that nobody has been able to stop this kind of attack. The Israelis have pulled out all of their military might and intelligence activities and everything that's available to them, and haven't been able to do anything about it. So it's absolutely ridiculous to expect somebody like Mahmoud Abbas, with a battered police force, a completely weakened political structure, to be able to do it. So I think the reality is, the question is, how can the Israelis and the Palestinians simultaneously stop the violence that is happening to them both and by them both? And this has been the great dilemma that nobody has been able to resolve. And there hasn't been any progress because there has been an attempt to put the onus on the Palestinians, which is completely unrealistic. They have to both stop it, and that's the way the peace process will progress.
Hirsch Goodman, the Israeli government makes demands as if the Palestinians are a monolithic entity, when in fact there are various factions at various levels of militancy. Is the Sharon government taking advantage of this fractiousness of the Palestinians to perhaps avoid substantive peace talks?
Well, I think if Sharon had the choice between going to Washington and having three suicide bombings in one day, I think he'd choose the former. I think he would prefer to be involved in a diplomatic process and not have citizens in this country living under total stress. So I think it is a prime concern for him to try and get the violence to stop, and whether we can expect the new Palestinian prime minister to do it or not, I don't know. I don't believe that the Palestinian security forces are as fractious and broken down and as useless as everybody thinks. They know every house, every road, every street, every family, every person. They've got good intelligence. It's just a question of will. They have to exercise the will and not allow the radical elements to continuously derail the process. We've been there before. So it's a bit of a chicken and an egg. Is Sharon to blame because we've been taking out key Hamas people? Is Abbas to blame? I don't know, but the dynamic has to change.
Rami, let me ask you about Yasser Arafat. He's the chairman of the Palestinian Authority, but Secretary of State Powell ignored him last week when he met with Abbas, and now Arafat is in Ramallah. He can't leave his offices. Is he all but in title a figure of the past?
Well, not quite. He certainly has lost a significant amount of clout, I think. The reforms that have been taking place in the Palestinian governance system have been partly instigated by American and Israeli pressure, but they really started with Palestinian pressure from within. So I think there is a real process of reform taking place. The Palestinians want it to happen. But Arafat still has a lot of credibility and does represent a powerful symbol of Palestinian demands and rights and aspirations. So I think he's still a player, but he doesn't control all the strings like he used to before.
Hirsch, when Abbas was named prime minister, you said it was a sign of good judgment by the Sharon government and not to praise the move in public, and therefore not to undermine Abbas with the militant elements of the Palestinian people. Is the Sharon government still willing to do what it can to keep Abbas as a legitimate figure?
I think so. I think the Israeli government, after 2.5 years of this war and 760 Israelis killed and thousands wounded and the economy in ruins, wants an address on the other side, a responsible address. I believe that that's absolutely true. It's also true that Sharon's got very right-wing elements within his government that do not want him to move forward. But Sharon then also has the support, or the tacit support, of the majority of the parliament that will allow him to move forward, provided there's a credible partner on the other side. But even as myself, waking up this morning to three suicide bombings and 158 thwarted only because Israeli forces are back in occupying the West Bank and most of Gaza, one really has to wonder whether one can move forward. If Sharon had gone to the United States, he would have been expected to make concessions, and even with liberal Israelis, concessions at this time would not wash well.
Hirsch Goodman.
I would argue.
Rami, sure, go right ahead. We have a few more minutes.
I would just say that I don't think it's totally fair to talk about concessions when you're talking about accepting UN resolutions and implementing the Geneva Convention.
I'll grant you that.
Has not. The one thing that hasn't stopped in the last 36 years is the Israeli colonization and the settlements. And I think this is the real focus point that we both, in the Israelis and the Palestinians, must together recognize, that the suicide bombings and the terror and the military resistance against civilians clearly should stop, but only when the Israeli colonization and violence against Palestinian civilians also stops. Expecting one to stop before the other is totally unrealistic.
Hirsch Goodman.
This is the dilemma.
Hirsch Goodman, thank you very much. Rami Khoury, thank you very much.